I saw a banker coming out of his office and said, "Could you give me a dollar, sir, for a cup of coffee?"
有一個黑衣呢,他見到有一個銀行家走過來, 他就問他, 你可不可以給我一元, 讓我可以買杯咖啡喝啊?
The banker felt sorry for this man who looked soiled, stained, and distraught.
那這個銀行家就見到這個人,衣服是很髒,很困擾的, 那他就對他有些憐憫啊。
He said, "Here's $10, take it and have 10 cups of coffee."
那他就跟他說,我現在給你10元,你可以買到10杯的咖啡添。
The next day, the beggar was there again at the steps of the banker's office.
第二天,這個黑衣又來到銀行家的門口那裡。
As the banker came out, he punched him.
當這個銀行家出來的時候,他就打他一拳。
Hey, said the banker, what are you doing?
就說,你做什麼?
You and your lousy 10 cups of coffee, they kept me awake the whole of last night.
他說,你給我那10杯的咖啡,令到我昨晚整晚都睡不著。
We are living in a very strange age.
我們現在好像活在一個很奇怪的世代當中。
Apparently, we are also living very cautious time.
而且我們很多時都是活在一個很謹慎的一個時間。
Intimacy is considered dangerous, and deep involvement may leave permanent scars.
很多時一些親密的關係被認為是危險的。 而且你很深入的參與,會令你有一個永久的傷害。
For example, thanks to the prevalent crimes against underage children, we teach children not to talk to strangers anymore.
好像我們多得那些很經常的、很普遍的一些對幼兒所犯的罪行,令到我們今天教小朋友都說,你千萬不要跟那些陌生人聊天。
When we were young, we learned that we should be very polite to the elderly, kind to the strangers, and share things with neighbors.
當我們年輕的時候,可能我們都會學習到,我們應該要對長者有禮貌,對一些陌生人都要友善,還有對我們的鄰居要彼此有分享。
Now, often we wonder what and how we can teach our children for this age.
但現今世代,有時我們都在想,我們應該怎樣教我們的小朋友呢?應該教他們怎樣做呢?
In the other hand, we are living in a nameless, anonymous society.
但另外一方面,我們都好像活在一個無名氏的社會裡面。
We like to watch sports events, but not try it by ourselves.
很多時都是喜歡看一些運動的活動,但我們自己又不會參與的。
Likewise, we do like watching others committed.
但同樣呢,我們又喜歡看人家是很投身在某一些事上的。Especially
those who cannot hide themselves from public.
特別那些是公眾人物。But
hesitating to commit ourselves.
但自己呢,又不想委身在任何的事上。We
do not want to be serious.
我們不想是很認真的。Now
afraid of being involved too much into anything or anyone.
甚至會怕過分的參與在某些事情上或者某些人身上。
Have you ever thought about why big churches become bigger and small churches become smaller?
有時你有沒有想過為何一些大教會越來越大,而小的教會又越來越小呢?
Studies showed that big churches are growing because of the fashionable service and various programs such as education, social, hobby clubs, etc.
有些研究就講到那些大的教會不斷的成長,有可能是因為他們有些很時尚的崇拜,或者他們有不同類型的節目,好像教育、社交方面,甚至有些興趣的小組。
It is quite understandable that people are seeking for better education and better opportunities to enjoy.
我們都很明白的,人很多時候都是追求更多的教育,或者是追求有更好的機會去自己可以享受的。
But there are a sad fact behind.
但咧係現實上咧係有一個嘅令人心痛嘅事實喺正話所講嘅背後。
There are so many who attend the churches to receive benefit rather than commit themselves to Christ。
有好多人咧，佢係參加教會咧，係喺希望喺從中得到一啲嘅利益，而唔係話自己係願意係委身喺基督入邊。
People tend to attend the big church to hide their uncommitted lifestyles。
有當時有啲人去參加依啲嘅大教會咧，就係、是、自己可以避開唔去有一個嘅投入或者係參與嗰個嘅依個生活嘅方式。
They seek for a mental comfort by thinking that I went to church today at least。
佢只係可能追求喺佢腦上嘅一啲嘅思想上嘅一啲嘅安慰，就話哦，我今日翻咗教會咯。
It is okay to attend the service, but not wanting to be involved or to expose themselves too much.
咁啊，就翻教會都可以嘅。咁但係咧，佢哋就唔係好想去好多嘅投入，或者係太過顯露自己。
But probably it is never easy to leave the world with Christian values.
咁實可能咧，就係當我哋如果要喺一個世上活出基督徒嗰個嘅價值觀咧，唔係容易嘅。
Maybe it is not comfortable to commit for the church or sacrifice for or share their own time and money with others.
可能咧，即係當我哋要去話為教會嚟去委身嘅時候咧，係唔係咁舒服，或者甚至係話哦，我要犧牲或者要同人哋分享我依個嘅時間、我嘅金錢嘅時候，都唔係咁舒服。
It is so true that contemporary Christians are seemingly not willing to seriously think about what it means to be a disciple of Christ.
好真嘅一樣嘢咧，就係話現代嘅基督徒咧，好多時都唔係話好願意去太多嘅認真嘅去思想，就話點樣先係能夠成為基督嘅門徒，或者成為基督門徒嗰個意義係咩咧
？Years ago, Time magazine dealt with the issue of infidelity in the perspective of the human nature.
喺好多年前咧，《時代》雜誌咧就曾經去探討一個嘅話題，就講到不忠嗰個嘅話題，就係從一個嘅人性嗰個角度嚟去睇嘅。
Quoting the words of Darwin, he said, "A moral being is one who is capable of comparing his or her past and future actions." And motives, approving or disapproving of them.
咁佢哋就引用咗達爾文嘅一啲嘅説話，就係講到咧，一個有道德嘅人咧，佢係能夠去將佢自己過去或者將來嘅所做嘅嘢或者嗰個嘅動機咧，作一個嘅比較嘅。咁而且咧，亦都係可以話我去贊成或者係唔贊成嗰啲嘢嘅。
In this sense, we are certainly moral beings.
所以喺咁樣嘅角度嚟去睇咧，我哋當然係一個有道德嘅人啦。
We have at least the capacity to lead an examined life, self-awareness, memory, foresight, and judgment.
因為咧，我哋最得閒度都能夠有依個能力去過一個審察嘅生活，就好似有依一個嘅自我意識啦，有記憶啦，有遠見啦，甚至有判斷。
We human beings have the capacity to lead an examined life, which can be characterized by self-awareness, memory, foresight, and judgment.
係嘅，我哋人類咧係有一個嘅能力去過一個審察嘅生活嘅，審察嘅生命嘅。因為咧我哋係可以有一個嘅自我意識，有記憶，有遠見，甚至係有一個嘅判斷。
This examined life starts from the self-awareness.
咁一個審察嘅生命咧，就從一個自我嘅意識嗰度嚟開始。
Who am I？
我係邊個咧
？How important I am for my family, for my church, for my community, and for the world？
就係我對我嘅家庭嚟講，教會或者我嘅社區，甚至世界嚟講，我有幾咁重要咧
？What can I do and what should I leave for myself at home, in the church, in the community, in the world, and in the history？
我可以做啲乜嘢咧？我喺一個嘅我嘅家庭、教會、我哋嘅社區，甚至喺個世界、喺個歷史當中，我可以做啲咩咧
？A woman was dying into coma。
有一個嘅女士咧，佢就差唔多去到依個昏迷嘅一個嘅狀態當中。
She suddenly had a feeling that she was taken up to heaven and stood before the judgment seat。
佢喺一個嘅昏迷嘅狀態當中咧，突然間就好似有一個嘅感覺咧，就佢係被提到去天堂嗰度，咁然後就企喺一個嘅審判座前邊。
Who are you? A voice said to her.
咁有個聲音咧就對佢問啦：你係邊一個啊
？I am the wife of the mayor. She replied.
咁佢咧就回答就話：哦，我咪就係市長嘅太太咯。
I did not ask whose wife you are.But who you are?
咁個聲音就話：我冇問你係邊個嘅太太，我係問你係邊個。
I am the mother of four children.
咁我就係四個小朋友嘅媽媽咯。
I did not ask whose mother you are, but who you are.
我唔係問你，你係邊個嘅媽媽，我係問你係邊個。
I am a school teacher.
我係一個老師咯。
I did not ask what your profession is, but who you are.
我冇問你個職業喎，我係問你係邊個喎。
And so it went.
咁跟住繼續係咁樣問。
No matter what she replied, she did not seem to give a satisfactory answer to the question, "Who are you?"
無論佢點樣嘅回答咧，好似都答唔中，或者冇一個滿意嘅答案。
I am Christian.
咁佢話：我係一個基督徒。
I did not ask what your religion is, but who you are.
我冇問你係邊一個嘅信仰，我係問你係邊個。
I am the one who went to church every Sunday and always hoped to help the poor and needy.
我就係嗰、那個成日都翻教會，每個星期都翻教會，同埋成日都好希望係幫助嗰啲貧窮同埋有需要嘅人。
I did not ask what you did, but who you are.
我冇問你做咗啲乜嘢，但我係問你你係邊一個。
She evidently failed the examination.For she was sent back to earth.
咁啊，係好明顯，佢係冇通過依個嘅考驗啦。咁然後佢就送翻去地球啦。
When she recovered from her illness, she was determined to find out who she was and who she is and who she would be.
咁當佢喺佢嗰個嘅病嗰度康復翻嘅時候咧，佢就好決定去尋求佢就係佢過往係一個點樣嘅人。佢今日係點樣嘅人？佢將來會係一個點樣嘅人
？And then made all the difference.
咁而當佢有一個嘅尋求嘅時候咧，就變成不一樣啦。
Today's Old Testament scripture tells about a dream of King Solomon.
今日我哋舊約嗰個經文咧，就係話俾我哋聽，係講關於所羅門嘅一個夢。
The first part notes the death of David and the announcement of new King Solomon.
咁第一部分咧就係講到係大衛嘅死亡，然後就講到有一個新嘅王就係所羅門王。
The second part starts with the praise Solomon loved the Lord。
咁第二段咧就係講到有一個嘅讚美開始嘅，就係話所羅門愛耶和華。
Then it tells about how power should be exercised。
咁又跟住咧就講到佢點樣嘅去運用施行佢嗰個嘅權能。
It is not meant to be exercised for self-preservation or long life or wealth or the vindictive purposes or death of enemies.
咁就係佢呢個權能嘅運用咧，唔係愛嚟係要去作為一啲嘅自我嘅維護啊，或者係為咗佢嘅長壽啊，或者係為咗財富啊，甚至係為咗一啲嘅報復嘅一啲嘅目的，或者係令到佢嘅敵人要死亡嘅。
Solomon wisely asked God for an understanding mind, wisdom to govern the people, able to discern between good and evil.
咁就係所羅門咧，好有智慧嘅去問神，佢俾佢一個聰明同埋智慧，令佢能夠識得點樣去判斷好與壞。
And thus God granted a wise and discerning mind in addition to both riches and honor.
上帝就给他有一个聪明和智慧，给他有一个分辨的能力，也都给他有财富。
However, it is so ironical that in the same chapter, Solomon used his power to preserve himself and for the vindictive purposes through his political executions.
但是很讽刺性的就是在同一个的章节里面也都记载到所罗门就用了他的权能来去维护他自己。亦都係愛嚟做一啲嘅報復嘅目的，甚至係嚟去有好多政治上嘅執行嘅嗰個嘅行刑。
Maybe that's why the setting of the story is a dream.
咁可能就係因為咁嘅原因咧，依個故事嘅背景咧係一個夢嚟嘅。
Maybe such an ideal power is elusive, and in the end, a fragile divine gift.
就可能依個咁理想嘅一個權力咧，係唔實在嘅，亦都係最後上帝俾佢嗰一個嘅恩典咧，好似係破碎咗。
For Solomon, the choice of wisdom was noble, but we are chilled by the fact that he used it wisely only for a while.
其實對所羅門嚟講咧，佢選擇智慧咧，就係一個好高尚嘅崇高嘅一個嘅行為。咁但係咧，我哋就有啲心寒咧，就睇見佢就係好只係好短時間能夠真係好有智慧嘅去用到佢嗰個權能。
We also received many things we usually take for granted.
很多時候我們得到的東西我們都覺得是理所當然的。
Among many gifts, each of us received ourselves as God's gift.
有很多的上帝給我們的東西當中，其中一樣就是上帝給我們自己。
We received our lives.
我們得到有一個生命。
We often forget that we received our lives as a gift.Though we remind or ask to count how many material blessings and resources we have.
很多時候我們都忘記了，就是我們其中一個最大的禮物就是我們的生命。但很多時候我們都提醒我們只是去數算上帝給我們很多物質上的祝福，還有很多的祂給我們的一些的資源。
We also receive the power.
我們也都同樣是得到很多的能力。
Power to pray, power to even expel the devils.
就係祈禱嗰個能力，同埋甚至係驅鬼嗰個嘅能力。
Power to upbuild one another and the church. Power to love one another. Power to open arms to others. Power to heal each other.
就係我哋係能夠去打開我哋雙手嗰個嘅能力，去醫治彼此醫治嗰個嘅能力，甚至係我哋係去接納其餘嘅人嘅能力。
So some ignore this divine gift and leave the fellowship of saints without any hesitation.
但好多時咧，我哋都冇忽略咗依啲嘅上帝俾我哋嘅恩賜，咁我哋就冇同其餘嘅弟兄姊妹嚟做一個嘅團契。
Above all, we got the power to discern the works and wills of God, which can be characterized by the wise and discerning mind.Through the Holy Spirit that lives in us.
咁仲有咧，就係我哋亦都有一個分辨嗰個嘅能力，就分辨咩嘅事情同埋上帝嗰個旨意。咁一個咧就係我哋有一個嘅智慧同埋分辨嗰個嘅思想。
Don't you know that the Holy Spirit lives in you and me?
你知唔知道咧？實在聖靈係住喺你同埋我嘅身上嘅咧。
We are the dwelling places of the Spirit.
我哋嘅身體就係聖靈嘅居所嚟嘅。
Then how we as God's dwelling places should live?
但我哋依一個聖靈嘅上帝嘅居所嘅身體，我哋應該點樣嘅去活去咧
？Today's epistle advocates wise living for believers.
就今日依一個嘅係喺度宣告緊我哋信徒應該點樣生活嘅。
It commands a careful life of wisdom.
就係講到我哋有點樣可以有一個嘅智慧。
The beggar who drinks 10 cups of coffee at once certainly not a good example.
就依一個嘅有一個乞衣一下子飲咗十杯咖啡嘅咧，依個當然唔係一個好嘅例子啦。
Then what is wise living?
咁咩為之先一個嘅智慧嘅生活呢
？What is distinctively Christian definition of the wise living?
咁咩為之係一個基督徒嘅好特色嘅基督徒嘅對智慧生活嗰個定義咧？
From today's scripture, we can find at least three characteristics of the wise living.
從今日書信新約書信嗰個嘅經文嗰度咧，係話俾我哋聽，最低度有三個嘅智慧嘅生活嘅特色。
The first wise living has perspective.
第一個咧就係話有智慧嘅生活咧係要有觀點嘅。
This lesson calls for us to be aware of time.
喺今日依個嘅以弗所書嘅經文嗰度咧，係叫我哋去留意，我哋要知道個時間嗰方面。
It is definitely eschatological, especially in the context of the early Christianity.
呢個當然係都係論及一個嘅末世論，特別係我哋睇見係早期基督教嗰個嘅背景。
But it also asks us to recognize that our lives are being lived in the context of a special urgency.
但亦都同樣咧，係叫我哋知道我哋今日係活在今日嘅生命活著咧，係有嗰個迫切性喺度嘅。
Do you know that time is not an absolute physical quantity, though we constantly look at our watches as if it has an absolute authority?
但你知唔知道咧？時間實在唔係有一個嘅絕對物質上嗰個嘅數量嘅。雖然好多時我哋都喺度睇表，咁但係咧佢冇嗰個嘅絕對嗰個嘅權威喺度嘅。
But time is just one of the human inventions.
就時間咧，只係我哋人類嘅其中一個嘅發明嚟嘅。
So for the believers, time can be qualified only by authority of God who stands over time.
所以對我哋信徒嚟講咧，時間只可以係話我哋係喺一個上帝嘅一個嘅權威，或者一個上帝係掌控時間嘅權威下，我哋去睇時間先適當嘅。
We call this Kairos, God's time.
我哋就叫一個叫 Kairos， 就係上帝嘅時間。
But in and through Jesus Christ, God communicated to us for the quality of their human lives lived in worldly time.
但係咧，係從耶穌嗰度或者藉耶穌咧，上帝係同我哋講到點樣我哋喺世上個時間嗰度能夠好好嘅去活我哋一個嘅生命。
Problem is that we always tempted to live as if there is no tomorrow or no hope.Namely for the self in the now.
但係個問題咧，就好多時我哋好似活著咧，好似嗰個意識咧，就好似話冇明天嘅，亦都冇盼望嘅，只係為我自己或者為我現在嚟去活。
We tend to live today as if there's no divine judgment or evaluation, though we are called to live with the constant concern for God's priorities.
咁我哋好多時咧，我哋係。活著咧，好似係只係為今日嚟去活，而冇唔覺得係有上帝嗰個嘅審判或者有嗰個嘅評估嘅，就好似我哋，但係雖然我哋係上帝呼召我哋咧，係叫我哋時時都有一個嘅關注，就係上帝嗰個嘅優先次序係啲乜嘢咧
？God's priorities, which ultimately determine whether we have made the most out of our time.
如果我哋係知道上帝嗰個優先次序嘅時候咧，我哋就可以決定我哋點樣去盡量嘅去用或者善用我哋嘅有限嘅時間。
In second, wise living takes its cue from divine will。
咁第二個嘅特色咧，一個嘅智慧嘅生活咧，就係話我哋要係從上帝嘅旨意當中嚟揾到一啲嘅指示。
In other words,Wise living is established by discerning and doing the will of God.
咁另外一句説話咧，就係話到一個智慧嘅生活咧，係建立喺一個能夠分辨同埋行出上帝旨意嗰度嘅。
In a community of the religious faith, there are many ways to comprehend God's will.
喺我哋一個嘅信仰嘅群體當中咧，就有唔同嘅方法，嚟去俾我哋去明白上帝嘅旨意。
For example, we have history, tradition, scripture, reason, and experience for grasping God's will and guiding our lives.
好似咧，我哋係有歷史啦，有傳統，有聖經，有理性，有經歷，嚟去俾我哋去掌握到上帝嗰個嘅旨意，同埋用佢嚟去引導我哋嘅人生。
We especially as Methodists, they are the keys to understand God's will and God's guidance.To live our lives in its fullest, here and for the future.
特別係我哋循道為你嘅會友咧，我哋依啲咧都係我哋一啲好關鍵性嘅要點嚟幫我哋去明白上帝嘅旨意，同埋上帝嗰個喺我哋人生當中嗰個嘅引導，點樣去令到我哋嘅人生個活得係更加豐盛嘅，係而家甚至係將來。
Yes, we are making decisions every day.
係嘅，我哋每日都要做好多唔同嘅決定。
As a pastor, I really concerned about how to administer this church.
作為一個牧師咧，我係好關顧點樣嘅去管理一個教會。
How to encourage those who are discouraging.
點樣去鼓勵嗰啲係失望嘅
？How to lead people to open their minds？
點樣去帶領人能夠去開放佢嘅思想
？And how to make all of you the disciple of Jesus Christ？
點樣去幫我哋每一個人成為耶穌基督嘅門徒
？For this, however, my only hope is that God may guide us, that we all follow God's will rather than follow our own feelings or interests。
在一度就是我唯一的盼望就是上帝是会引导我们每一个人去跟随上帝那个旨意而不是去跟随我们自己的感受或者我们的兴趣
How about your life?
那你的生命又怎样呢
Is your life killed by God's will or not by your instinct or desire?
你的生命是不是由上帝那个旨意来去引导的呢去提示的呢还是是你自己一啲嘅好直覺嘅反應，或者你嘅意願嚟去引導你嘅咧
？Do you keep trying to discern divine will for your life？
你有冇不斷嘅去嘗試去分辨乜嘢係上帝嘅旨意喺你嘅生命當中咧
？But finally, wise living is done in the presence and in the power of the Spirit of God。
咁最後一個講到關於智慧嘅生活嘅咧，就係講到係喺上帝在聖靈上帝的靈的同在和上帝的靈那個的權力
For example, early Christians were genuinely charismatic
就好像呢就是早期的基督徒呢是很真誠的是很靈恩的
Believers lived with the conviction that God was really present and constantly at work among them through the Holy Spirit
他們是很確信上帝是時時的與他們同在的而時時的與他們一起去幫助他們去做他們每一天的事是藉著聖靈來去幫他們的
The scripture witnesses that God's Spirit opened the wise mouth gave wise heart granted intestinal fortitude and sustained for the faithful living of godly lives
聖經那裡呢很多時候都見證到就是上帝的靈是令到人是能夠講出智慧的說話也都讓他的心能夠是有智慧也都是讓他有勇氣也都是能夠幫助人去堅持他們那個的一個虔誠的生活
I believe it is true to us even in these days
我相信對我們今天來說這個都是很真實的
Because our God is living God who still works in and with and for us
因為我們的上帝是一個活的上帝祂是不斷地在我們的心裡面來去工作祂是與我們一起去工作
Thus, through the Spirit, believers are able to live in the thankfulness of the praise with lives oriented toward God who enables wise living
是藉著聖靈我們信徒能夠過一個有感恩的讚美我們的生命 是向著上帝那裡 去走的而因為也是上帝是幫助我們去過一個智慧的生活
The wise life is lived in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ
而我們的一個智慧的生活呢都是活在奉是耶穌基督的名來去活的
God's time, God's will and the Spirit is truly dear to all of us who bear the name of Jesus Christ
就是上帝的時間上帝的旨意而上帝的靈也都是很對我們是很真的是對於我們這些奉耶穌基督的名的人
I mean we can live wisely as Christians only through relationship with Jesus Christ who is our Lord in all dimensions of our life
我意思就是講到說我們能夠活出一個很有智慧的基督徒的生活呢是只有是藉著我們和耶穌基督的關係因為祂是我們全方位生命全方位的主
He is the Lord in our homes and workplaces as well as in our church
祂是在我們的家庭當中在我們工作的地方在我們的教會當中的主
He is the Lord not only when we are in good times but also when we struggle and go through trials
祂不但只是在我們開心好的時間亦都係喺我哋一啲嘅掙扎嘅時刻，一啲嘅試煉嘅時刻，佢都係我哋嘅主。
There was a man who claimed to be the most accurate fortune teller in the world。
咁有一個人咧，佢就自認自己係一個最準確嘅算命師。
A man once came to his fortune teller and said he had only one real question about his future.
咁有個人咧，有一次就去到一個算命師嗰度，就話：我有一個唯一只有一個好真正嘅問題要問。
And that was how will my life end?
咁佢就問啦：我嘅生命係點樣去完結咧
？The fortune teller gazed into the crystal ball and then announced, "Your life will end when you die."
咁一個算命師咧就望住佢嗰個水晶球，然後就話啦：哦，你個生命會喺你死嗰日嚟完結咯。
No wonder he was so accurate.
唔怪之得佢係咁準確啦。
The man nodded and then said, "Yes, but will I be happy?"
咁嗰個人問佢嗰個咧就話係係喎，咁然後就再問佢，咁我會唔會開心㗎？
Said the fortune teller, "That has nothing to do with the future, but what you do in the present."
咁嗰個算命師就話：依一樣嘢咧就唔關於你嗰個嘅未來嘅，就係你今日你點樣去做，係關於你今日點樣去做嘅。
He was right again.
咁佢又再一次係對咯，又係好準確喎。
God's will is for us to choose to be happy this day and every day, to believe the gospel, to cherish the truth that in all things God is with us and we can be victorious in any circumstance.
就上帝嘅旨意咧，就叫我哋選擇係有喜樂嘅，係每一日，不但只係今日，係每一日都帶住一個喜樂嘅，係相信一個嘅福音，亦都去珍惜嗰個嘅真理，因為喺每一件嘅事上邊咧，上帝都與我哋同在，而去喺我哋每一個嘅環境當中咧，佢都會幫我哋去勝過嘅。
That does not mean that we will not go through difficult times.
咁但係又唔係話我哋唔會經歷過一啲困難嘅時刻。
It means that we will not let our circumstances determine how we look at life。
嘅意思就係話，我哋唔要讓我哋嘅環境嚟去決定我哋點樣去睇人生。
Rather, we will let our faith determine how we look at our circumstances。
相反咧，我哋係要讓我哋嘅信心、我哋嘅信仰嚟去決定我哋點樣去睇我哋嘅環境。
Solomon sought the wisdom and an understanding mind.
所羅門咧就尋求有智慧同埋一個聰明嘅頭腦。
Christians are called to wise living.
就我哋基督徒咧係被呼召去活一個有智慧嘅生命。
And by extension, such living is only possible to those who abide in Christ.
但要活一個有智慧嘅生命，唯一嘅可能性就係我哋要聯喺基督入邊。
I mean, wise living is possible only when it includes our commitment self and the fellows with Christ and His church.
我意思咧就係話一個智慧嘅生命咧，智慧嘅人生咧係唯一可能嘅咧，就係當我哋能夠委身委將我哋自己個委身，同埋咧我哋係喺基督嘅團契入邊，甚至喺佢嘅教會嗰度有一個嘅團契。
Remember that you are the temple of God.Where the Holy Spirit lives.
記得我哋就係上帝嘅殿，就係聖靈所居住嘅地方。
Bear in mind that you are called by God to wise living in these lifetimes and in this unreliable world.
記得我哋就係話，上帝呼召我哋去過一個有智慧嘅生命生活咧，就係喺一啲困難嘅時刻，甚至喺一個唔可靠嘅世代當中。
Only by abiding in Christ.Through your commitment for the church and through genuine fellows with Christ and fellow believers, you can live out your faith wisely and make the most out of your time.
当我们能够是在联系基督入面与基督一起的时候，或者藉着我们一些在教会上的委身，藉着我们一些很跟基督的一个真正的团契，或者是跟我们周围弟兄姊妹的团契，我哋能夠係好有智慧嘅去活出我哋嗰個嘅信仰，同埋能夠係將我哋嘅時間係活得最好嘅。
Amen.
阿門。
Let us pray.
我哋一齊嚟去禱告。
God of compassion and love, thank you for giving us life.
憐憫同埋愛嘅神，我哋多謝你俾我哋有生命。
And leading us by your grace and present with us and sustain us continuously.
你是用你的恩典来去拯救我们，你也是时时的与我们同在，去扶持着我们。
Thank you for the words we received.
多謝你今日俾我哋你嘅話語。
Give us your wisdom so we can live this love world wisely and faithfully.
願你俾我哋有智慧，好叫我哋喺一個嘅動盪嘅世代當中，能夠係活出有智慧嘅去活，同埋忠心嘅去活。
Remind us of our identity, who we are and what we should be.
求你讓我哋明白我哋嘅身份，就係我哋係邊一個，我哋係應該係邊一個。
Empower us with your spirit so that we may discern your will clearly.
願你加添我哋嘅力量，藉住你嘅聖靈加添我哋嘅力量，俾我哋能夠分辨咩為之係應該嘅，亦都俾我哋有清楚嘅知道你嘅旨意。
And your will, even though we do not understand fully things happening around us.
雖然有好多時我哋係唔明白喺我哋周圍所發生嘅事情。
Bless us who keep following you and offering ourselves through giving, sharing, and praying for one another.
願你繼續去祝福我哋，叫我哋能夠時時刻刻嘅去跟從你，亦都係叫我哋能夠奉獻自己，藉住喺金錢嘅奉獻、我哋嘅分享，係為彼此嘅禱告當中，你去將自己去奉獻。
In Jesus' name we pray.
讓我哋奉主耶穌基督嘅名義求。
阿門。
阿門。